The man was positively beaming now with a kind of fierce joy in his eyes. "For we are going to win! We six here, we are staking ourselves, our lives, everything, and we are going to succeed. I look at you and I know we cannot fail. God has sent you to Germany, and I send you now to strike ends." There was a nice little comparison there, all right. "And in Strakens you will play such a game as has never been played before in the history of the world. And you will not fail. I know it. What a destiny to be one of the architects of the new fatherland." He lifted his glass. "I salute you and drink to our enterprise." Believe it or not, he actually raised my spirits a little with that. Of course, it was all humbug, designed to put some backbone into me. That was all he knew. But the man was so supremely confident, it was infectious. If he really believed we could bring it off, well, perhaps we could. The others cheered, and we all drank, and Bismarck sighed and refilled his glass. I'd never seen him anything like this before. For the moment, he was almost jovial, showing an entirely new side of his nature. All carefully calculated for my benefit, I imagine. "How will we look back on this?" he mused. "When we are old and in our country places, and the bold lads of the new day are elbowing for power in the chancellors, I wonder..." He shook his head. "I think I will wear leather breeches and allow myself to be laughed at in Stettin Woolmarket, and sell 2 thalers cheaper to anyone who calls me Baron. And you, fleshman, you will sit in your club in St. James's and grow fat on port and your memories. But we will have lived, by God. We will have fought. We will have won. Is it not something to have moved great affairs and shaped the course of time?" No doubt I should have shared his enthusiasm like Kraftstein, who was hanging on every word and looking like a ruptured bullock. But all I could think to myself was, "God, I wish John Gully had really set to work on you." What I said aloud was, "Herr Bismarck, I am much moved. And now, with your permission, I intend to get as drunk as possible. Afterwards, tomorrow, I shall be at your service, since I can't do anything else. But if I'm to shape the destiny of Europe, I'll need a good skinful of liquor inside me to set me off. So will you kindly oblige me with a bottle and a cigar and as many dirty drinking songs as you and your friends can remember? And if this seems to you a coarse and pagan spirit in which to approach our glorious adventure for the fatherland, well, you've made your preparations. Let me now make mine."